Picture a newly pregnant woman, glowing with anticipation, sharing her news at work, only to watch opportunity doors quietly close. This isn't a dystopian fiction. It's the reality for 54,000 UK women annually who lose their jobs during pregnancy or maternity leave. Yet, here's the twist. Some of these women aren't just surviving this setback. They're building something entirely new. When Annie Rideout found herself unemployed after having her baby, she didn't dust off her CV. Instead, she launched a digital parenting magazine from her kitchen table, eventually creating multiple income streams while remaining her children's primary caregiver. Her transformation mirrors a quiet revolution happening across households. Mothers are rejecting the false choice between career ambition and family presence, contributing $7 billion yearly to the economy as mompreneurs. This isn't about having it all, it's about redefining what having it actually means on your own terms. Before going freelance, visualize your ideal Tuesday with concrete details. Do you work 3 intense days or 5 flexible ones? What time do you start? Kitchen table or co-working space? Many mothers returning after childbirth feel their professional confidence has evaporated, but parenthood hasn't diminished your skills. It's added negotiation, time management, and multitasking to your repertoire. Think of your freelance career as a mature tree. You're the trunk, rooted in core competencies and values. The branches represent different work streams, some thick and established, others newly sprouting. The flowers symbolize both immediate income and ultimate goals. Balance passion work with money work carefully. Anya Hayes combined editorial work, steady income, Pilates teaching, passion, and authorship, long-term goal, creating a schedule bending around her children's needs. Katie Stockdale maximized maternity leave by retraining, building a portfolio mixing hypnobirthing education, yoga instruction, and part-time lecturing. Start small, think big. Two opticians launched businesses simultaneously. One tested eyes from his bedroom while maintaining his day job, gradually building clients before investing in a modest shop. His colleague immediately leased expensive London offices and bought a prestigious car. Without an established customer base, the business collapsed within a year. Holly Tucker, MBE, launched Not on the High Street from her kitchen, her young child sleeping under the table. While your vision should be ambitious, your initial steps should be measured, sustainable, and aligned with your resources. Your first strategic decision: use your personal name or create a distinct brand. Your name offers authenticity and connection, while a separate brand provides flexibility for growth and team expansion. Steve Jobs drew from his fruitarian diet to create Apple, a name that was fun, spirited, and not intimidating. Choose something versatile enough for future pivots, yet memorable. Before committing, verify domain availability and social media handle consistency across platforms. Secure accounts on major platforms, initially Instagram and Twitter, for reach and networking. Purchase relevant domains, even if unused immediately, to prevent future complications. Your logo serves as your brand's cornerstone. Even minimalist designs, a single letter or symbol, become powerful through consistent fonts, colors, and shapes. Effective logos work across mediums, from tiny social media icons to large banners, maintaining impact in color or black and white. Branding extends beyond visuals. It's your complete business personality. Define clear brand values, whether sustainable, luxury-oriented, or approachable, and infuse them into every operation. If punctuality matters, reflect it in response times and project delivery. Develop a brand voice aligned with your positioning. Launch with both online and offline components. Set a realistic date and soft launch to friends and family first for feedback. Build anticipation through strategic social media content. Bootstrap early stages through partnerships and skill exchanges. Trade blog consultation for photography services, preserving capital while building professional relationships. Working during nap times means cramming productivity into 30-minute windows that end abruptly. Transitions are jarring, switching from client calls to crying babies or finishing emails while feeding. This role blending is normal and necessary. As designer Kelly Eckhart says, "Don't feel guilty for wanting to succeed. Kids should see their mothers succeed. This shows them women can be loving, but also intelligent and motivated." Develop transition rituals. Make tea to signal shifts, use meditation apps, or stretch briefly between roles. Combat phone distraction with tracking apps like Moment or Forest, checking emails at specific times rather than constantly. Combat solitude by working in libraries or coffee shops. Quick chats provide social connection. Join local freelancer groups or parent-friendly co-working spaces. When starting, say yes to opportunities. Tell people about your business, attend networking events, distribute flyers. If uncertain but interested, respond with, "I love the sound of this and would be great to talk more," buying time without losing momentum. Perfect your elevator pitch, who you are, what you do, and your value in 30 seconds. Redefine breaks, quick baths, 10-minute runs, 5 minutes of reading, or 3-minute meditations. Commit to 3 micro breaks daily. You are valuable. Your work is valuable. Yet many freelancers, especially mothers returning to work, struggle to believe this. Setting your rate is crucial. Freelancers cover costs employers normally would: office space, equipment, sick pay, maternity leave, justifying higher day rates than salaried positions. Calculate your monthly needs: bills, childcare, office costs, travel. Divide by working days, accounting for taxes and non-working time. Working 2 days weekly while needing $1,460 monthly means earning about $183 per day for basics alone. Factor in taxes, time off, and business expenses, and an initial day rate of $500 makes sense, gradually increasing to $800 with experience. When discussing rates, always ask about the client's budget first. This prevents undervaluing yourself. When a major homeware store approached about an ad campaign, asking their budget revealed they were offering $3,000 per day, far above the usual $500. In 2017, women working full-time earned 9.1% less than men hourly. Close this gap by demanding equal pay. When setting rates, don't just ask other mothers or women, ask men too, and match their rates. Every freelancer dreams of repeat work, consistent income from the same clients. Define your version of success and ensure you're living it. If you're earning money but missing family time, what's it all for? Contrary to Cyril Connolly's famous quote, having children often shapes careers, providing subject matter and purpose. However, balancing full-time freelance work with childcare is unrealistic. Dedicated childcare becomes necessary for career growth. Day nurseries accept babies from 6 weeks to 5 years, costing around $232 weekly for under twos. They offer trained staff, reliable hours, and year-round availability. From age 3, preschools become available, with all English children receiving 570 free hours yearly. Childminders are Ofsted-registered carers working from their homes, costing around $107 weekly for 25 hours, providing a homely environment and flexible arrangements. Shared workspaces with crutches let freelance parents work near their children with pay-as-you-go flexibility. Ensure your partner is fully involved in childcare. Only 2% of eligible fathers take shared parental leave. A culture shift is needed. When your child falls ill, don't automatically assume the mother will handle it. Have a conversation about who takes time off. The freelance mom life isn't perfect. You'll wonder if full-time childcare would make things easier and more lucrative. But then you'd miss being present while your children are young. This approach proves you can work around family life, giving to both while preserving time for yourself. In a world that expects mothers to choose between career and family, freelancing offers a third path. It's messy and requires constant recalibration. You'll take client calls while preventing toddler meltdowns and send important emails while nursing. But here's what you're actually doing. You're showing your children that mothers can be loving and ambitious. You're building something that's yours while remaining present for moments that matter. You're refusing to accept that professional fulfillment and family involvement are mutually exclusive. The corporate world wasn't designed for mothers, but freelancing lets you design your own world. Start with your kitchen table. Begin with the skills you already possess. Build slowly, thoughtfully, sustainably. Success isn't about matching someone else's definition. It's about creating work that fits your life, not forcing your life to fit your work.